Smitty's got the traffic. What's going on?
No stalls or accidents for the major routes. I know you're going to be disappointed, but you probably will get to work on time. No ice bombs, no bus delays, no SkyTrain delays, sunny skies. What's going on? I lost $3,000 once on an airplane.
What? Why were you taking $3,000?
Well, I didn't mean to. Somebody was owed me. It's a long story, but anyway. Okay, this is a lot of money to carry on a plane, so I put it in my underwear.
Oh.
So I you know, and I thought, okay, it'll be safe, you know.
Right.
But then I got up and went to the bathroom. Okay, so we'd call the bowling alley.
Yeah.
And the guy would answer, and you'd say, hey, do you have 10-pound balls? And they go, yeah, we absolutely do. And you say, well, how do you walk? I sounded like my mother, okay? That's what really upsets me.
Well, a lot of people say...
Was he married? He had a kid. Was he married? Well, you know, with feet that size, though, Marty, you don't really have to buy boots. Just put your skis on.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, we have to talk about this, bullying people with big feet. So listen up, jazz fans. I've got two tickets to see Diane Reeves on February 22nd at the Chan Center. If you just call us at 604-449-8983. So everything seemed to go pretty smoothly, you know, and that's not always been the case. In 1953, I don't know where this came from, but Dwight D. Eisenhower was approached by a man on a horse and was lassoed during the inauguration.
Security.
That would have been fun to see today.
Yeah, wouldn't it? JFK's inauguration almost went up in flames. You know what? I wish I was a novelist right now. I wish I was a really good writer, because can you imagine all the twisted plots you could make up out of this past year?
Yeah.
And like dark conspiracies behind the scenes. And
Russian underworld
figures.
Yeah,
I mean, there's all kind of great stuff you could dig up from this.